This is Stephen Schmidt from the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Thursday, January 20th. It's going to be another cold one Thursday, but at least it won't be as windy as Wednesday. According to a forecast from the National Weather Service, it'll be sunny with a high near 3 degrees in the Cedar Rapids area. While the wind chill will clock in at 25 degrees below zero, the wind will be a comparably gentler 5 to 10 miles per hour. The wind will become calmer and it will get even colder as the day goes on, with the temperature dropping to a low of 15 degrees below zero. The state released their weekly COVID-19 numbers on Wednesday, and almost all of them are bad and getting worse. On Wednesday, Iowa reported 38,574 new COVID-19 cases in the past week, an average of 5,511 cases per day. The total released by the Iowa Department of Public Health is the highest number of new cases in a week Iowa has seen since the pandemic began almost 2 years ago. Statewide coronavirus positivity rates also continue to increase as the Omicron variant continues to run rampant, reaching 26.2% over the past 7 days. Last week, it was 23.8%. Patients admitted to Iowa hospitals because of COVID-19 reached 991, an increase from the 923 admissions last week. On Monday, hospitalizations had reached 1,010, most seen since the 1,124 COVID-19 patients seen across the state on December 3rd of 2020. The surge in COVID-19 cases is leading several University of Iowa instructors to move their classes online, or to seek to, despite it being against campus policy. As students return to public universities for the spring semester, the University of Iowa Graduate Student Union is urging members to move all courses they're teaching online for the first 2 weeks, despite UI policies barring such action without permission. The UI-based Campaign to Organize Graduate Students, or COGS, began circulating a petition last week urging members to sign and participate in the electronic instruction shift. A Cedar Rapids teen charged with fatally stabbing his parents in October may claim insanity and diminished responsibility at his murder trial set for next month. Ethan Alexander Orton, 17, charged as an adult with 2 counts of first-degree murder, was found competent to stand trial last week by a judge following a psychiatric evaluation. Orton is accused of fatally stabbing his parents, Casey Arthur Orton, 42, and Misty Scott Slade, 41, on October 14th at their home in Northeast Cedar Rapids. Orton's lawyers filed a notice of defense Tuesday stating he may rely on the defenses of insanity and diminished responsibility at his February 8th trial. Yesterday, I mentioned that Democratic challengers for governor would have to break records to match incumbent Kim Reynolds in fundraising. Based on the numbers released on Wednesday, they fell far short of doing so. Reynolds' campaign raised nearly $3.8 million in 2021, more than 13 times that of her nearest competitor, Deidre DeGeer. DeGeer's campaign raised nearly $280,000 in 2021, but spent nearly $271,000 of it to run her campaign. The only other Democratic candidate for governor is Kim West, an attorney from Des Moines whose 2021 report was not posted as of 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday. Iowa's 2022 primary election is June 7th. The general election is on November 8th. Support for this news update was provided by New Pioneer Food Co-op. Celebrating 50 years as Eastern Iowa's destination for locally and responsibly sourced groceries with stores in Iowa City, Coralville, and Cedar Rapids. You can also order online through Co-op Cart at newpi.coop.